Afternoon's sermon is going to have 10 points. I'm totally messing with you. From walking from the back to the auditorium, I had four people say, "You better make it interesting because I'm really sleepy." So, with that being said, I understand that tolerance for a long lesson is probably very short this afternoon, but that's okay. Today has been really focused on singing. And I appreciate Steve leading us in singing this morning and Charlie this afternoon. Charlie and I did not coordinate on songs, but like Steve and I did. But Charlie, I was going over the songs he was going to be singing before service and saw that he was going to be leading the song "As the Deer." And it occurred to me when he told me he was going to be leading that, a few things. One, in this morning's lesson, we talked about one of the reasons why we sing is that it is a sign that the Word of God dwells within us. And sometimes that comes out as we're actually singing from the Word of God. And the song "As the Deer," I mentioned this in the sermon this morning, or the six-part sermon, the little snippets. I mentioned that the first line of that song, "As the Deer," comes directly from the 42nd Psalm. And so when we're singing "As the Deer Pants for the Water," we are singing at least the beginning of that psalm from the hymn book of the children of Israel. We're singing from their songbook. And so that to me is fascinating. But also, I love the stories behind the songs because rarely are they what you would guess they would be. If you know the words to a song and you were to guess, well, what was the writer of the hymn thinking when they wrote the hymn? Because the first line of that comes from the 42nd Psalm, but all the rest of that comes from the mind of the writer, who is Marty Nystrom. And I don't know about you, but if all I knew was the words of that song, I might think, well, this is a person that was really kind of at a peak, a mountaintop part of their life. They felt really close to God, and they were expressing how they felt really close to God in this song, and that could not be further from the truth. As I understand it, this came in his life in a season of seeking, but not in a season of seeking God. The way I understand it, it came in a season of seeking a girl, so much so that he moved states to her home of Dallas, Texas, chasing after a girl. And after picking up his life and moving to Dallas, Texas, chasing after this girl, ultimately his heart was broken. And he found himself all alone in Dallas with no girl and no friends, no family. He was all by himself, and he was distraught. And at the advice of a long-distance friend, who he was asking, "What do I do? How do I get through this? How do I deal with this aloneness?" The friend suggested that he fast and he pray. And so for, I don't know how long he planned to do that, but ultimately on the 19th day of having nothing but water, he was reading from the 42nd Psalm and he wrote this hymn. And if you notice, You can open your hymnal, or you can just listen. But the song is on 843. 843. This is very much it borrows from the 42nd Psalm at the beginning when it says, "As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee," coming directly from verse 1 of the 42nd Psalm. But from there, again, these are the hymn writer's own words, Marty Nystrom. And there's a lot of statements about his desire for God. You know, "You alone are my heart's desire. I long to worship thee." Verse 2, "You're my friend, you're my brother, even though you're my king." Which is interesting. It kind of expresses the idea of a relationship. "You're my king, but we have a relationship." And there's, "I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye." But there's a little subtle shift in the chorus. He says, "You alone are my strength and shield," which is a statement. But the next part of that phrase is really a prayer. To you alone may my spirit yield. He'd been seeking after a person, a girl, and now he's in this song praying that, may I yield to you instead. And maybe you could, you know, using the words here of a deer that's panting for the water, and he'd only been having water for 19 days, and think about almost as he was on like a desert experience in the middle of a bustling city, but he was alone. He didn't know anyone. He had no family. He had no friends. He was experiencing a kind of a desert isolation moment. And in the middle of that isolation, at the advice of a friend, he cleared his mind of all distraction, food included, and focused on prayer, and in that moment found a desire for God. And God is there no matter where we are in our lives. And sometimes it may take us removing the distractions from around us to realize that God is there, has been there all along, and to rediscover our desire for Him. And so, when we sing that song, we're singing directly from the Word of God, part of it, and we're also expressing our desire for God, but in there is that little subtle prayer that our spirit would long after Him more than anything else. And we're not going to sing that song again, but when Charlie told me he was going to lead that, I thought that that fit in perfectly with the idea of when we sing, it's because the Word of God dwells in us. And sometimes we're actually singing directly from the Word of God. But we don't always feel like we desire God above everything else. Part of being a human is we have the ups and we have downs. And it's nice even in song to be reminded that God is there for us to find our desire for Him again. He's always there. He's always there, and we can pray that our spirit will choose Him, that our spirit will be open to Him. We all have a choice. We talked about this morning. We have a choice to choose God. We have to make that decision, I believe, every day. But if you've never made it for the first time, saying, I choose God over anything else, over any other person, over any other place, over any other thing in this world, I choose God, especially over myself. We have to make that choice. And if you've never made that choice and said, I'm going to follow Him, I'm going to be baptized into His death, I'm going to live a life for Him, if you've never done that, that opportunity is still there. God is still, the door is still open. He's just asking for us to walk through it. If you're here today and you've never made that decision, I encourage you to do that. If there's anything else, we're a family. If there's anything you need to share with your brothers and sisters in Christ, you need prayers, you need encouragement. If you feel like you're going through one of those desert moments where you feel isolated, you feel alone, you've got a spiritual family that's ready to embrace you. If there's anything we can do for you, please come while Charlie leads us in our invitation song.